You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz, and we're talking about how Dave Patel is back with his new film, Monkey Man, which released last week. We're going to review the film and how he's finally having his moment to shine. It has finally arrived. So we are now speaking to Jeevan Sangha. She is a culture writer. Jeevan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I have to say, you know, before we get into the film, how nice is it to see Dave Patel back in it?
Oh, tell me about it. It's a beautiful thing, and I feel like it was designed just for me, and I'm so happy to be living in this timeline for this specific reason. He is someone who everybody's just been rooting for a long time, you know, and he gets these roles and he knocks them out of the park, but very, very few, you know. It feels like he waits a long time in between projects, and it is cool to see him come out, you know, on his own and you know, do something that he's co-written, that he's directed, that he's starring in. Like, this really is, you know, a kind of testament to giving the underdog a shot.
Totally. And now let's get into this film. What is Monkey Man all about, for those who aren't familiar?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of people have probably seen on social media the trailer, lots of clips of Dave Patel doing press about this whole thing. But really, it's a big blockbuster action movie that's set in India, and it follows a nameless protagonist played by Dave Patel, who kind of, he starts the movie in this sort of, like, let's say, like, Spider-Man-esque fighting ring with a mask on, and slowly finds his way into an elite society. And they don't really tell you much, but what all you need to know is that he kind of finds his way into the hands of some people he's familiar with, and he takes injustice into his own hands.
Now, what did you think of the film? Especially, I know you're a big Dave Patel fan, so how was it for you?
Yeah, it was... I went in kind of fresh. I went in opening weekend, so I didn't really know a lot about what the movie was about. I was surprised, I think. I knew it would be an action movie, but I didn't know how much of an action movie it would be. So for those of you who are, like, sensitive to gore and to violence, it is quite violent. But I thought the acting was great. I thought that the premise was really interesting. Like, I think that there was a lot of great stuff to work with in terms of the premise. And it was definitely worth the watch in theaters, for sure. There were some things that I felt that it fell short on, particularly some of the criticisms of these, like, bigger themes of injustice in India, really. You can tell from the trailer, there's sort of an allusion to religious extremism there, politics, corruption. These are really, really big topics, and there are more that get explored in the movie. And I think while the premise sets us up as an audience really well to, like, criticize and critique these big thoughts, ultimately the writing didn't land there for me at the end, where I felt like it was sharp enough to actually tell me something about what Dave Patel thinks. However, it's very gratifying to watch an underdog kind of just take things into his own hands, like I said. And also, I think that given all of the production issues the film has had, you know, I think Dave Patel said that he, like, broke his hand on, like, one of the first days of shooting. There was a point where they had to shoot some scenes on an iPhone, like, funding. People were showing up knowing that there was, like, barely any funding left. Like, he really hustled to get this movie made on a shoestring budget at times. And I think that it is a phenomenal, regardless of how I feel about how, you know, some of those kind of shakier parts land, I think it is a phenomenal and decisive directorial debut. And it makes me, more than anything, really excited to see what Dave Patel can do from here. And hopefully this is something that will bring him way, way more opportunities to, like, just grow and build his artistic vision.
And I feel like that's what I've been hearing from a lot of people, is they're kind of excited to see, you know, like you said, this being his directorial debut, they're like, oh, this guy has a lot to offer. Now, a lot of people have been saying, you know, is this like the Brown John Wick or James Bond? Do you see a bit of those films in Monkey Man? Because I feel like Dave Patel has been making a point to say, you know what, no, this is a different kind of character.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, like, the default for everyone when you think about action. And I think when you watch the film, I'm sure there are elements in there just because, you know, it is a conventional action movie. It's, like, protagonist, and then he goes and, like, beats up a bunch of people, but there's, like, a reason. And then you're like, yay, like, he did that. But I think, like, what's been really interesting about his press tour is just seeing his love for different kinds of films and really trying to platform different industries. Like, he says that he draws naturally a lot of inspiration from Bollywood, but also from Bruce Lee and, like, Korean action movies. Like, there's a lot of different sort of, like, genres that he's pulling from here, and you can tell that his palette is very international. And so I think it's really interesting when you see something that really is a clear sort of a melting pot of inspiration from so many different industries. So, I mean, yeah, sure, John Wick and James Bond, but also a lot of other people, and it's cool to see for sure.
No, and it gets me really excited. You know, we haven't really seen Patel obviously appear in a lot of action movies. Most of his roles, like especially post Slumdog Millionaire, he was in a movie Lion, which was an incredible film. He was nominated for an Oscar, and then an indie fare like The Green Knight, for instance. So I think, Jeevan, what I'm thinking about, you know, is how significant is it to see this kind of brown man take on this lead action role? Because when we think of just how brown men are depicted, particularly in Hollywood, there tends to be only one sort of role. So how significant is it to have a film like Monkey Man?
Yeah, it's very cool. I think it's very exciting. I think even when he did Green Knight, which wasn't really action, but it was kind of this like literary story journey thing that, and it ended up being this like big kind of exploration of masculinity, really, was fascinating to see him in this role. And he's done, like, you know, David Copperfield, which was like a race-bending role, or Blind Casted. And so he's been kind of able to find his way into these really cool roles or be offered these really cool roles. But something like this is cool, you know? And I think what really stands out for me, one, yes, like totally cool to see a protagonist in that way. But two, I think it was an ambitious movie. He covers a lot of topics. There's also like really great, like, trans representation in this movie. And I think that that's something, like, he just really tried to cover so many topics. And what I think it shows me as a consumer is that there are different contexts that we can set these kind of movies in that has a lot to explore and can be considered, you know, good art and just good movies that bring people into the theaters. I think post-pandemic, this whole conversation has been about, you know, like, how do we bring people back into the theaters? How do we sort of revive this, like, movie-going experience? And I think this goes to show, I mean, look at, like, the history and legacy of Indian cinema. Like, you know, these are movies that internationally bring people to the theaters. Like, even just movies like RRR, like, that's a huge feat to, like, to, like, gross that much revenue globally. So I think, why not shift the perspective of that? Why not have an action movie with a protagonist that's set in India that explores the socioeconomic and political conditions in that country in a way that's critical? And I think that's what's really important, is this may not have fully reached its potential, if you ask me, but it's shown us that there's a rich ground for us to work on here. And hopefully, really, when we see movies like this, to me, what I hope is that we're investing in more storytellers from that community to be able to, like, just continue to turn out different kinds of work, whether that's a romance movie or, you know, an action blockbuster.
That's right. I mean, the future is looking very exciting in film right now. And I also feel like, and you kind of touched on this a bit, Jeevan, that the internet is so happy to see Dave Patel out there, especially promoting Monkey Man. I feel like he's become a lot more likable. And I noticed there was one clip that was making the rounds all over social media. And it was when he was sitting down with Jimmy Fallon. They were kind of having a conversation about representation. I'm going to play that clip right now. So here it is.
There was this older, you know, American Indian gentleman. He shook my hand and then he didn't let go. And he goes, I just want to say I'm jealous of my 14-year-old son. And I was like, so that's an odd thing to say. To, you know. Yeah. And he goes, you know, I never had someone like you expressed in a movie like this. I didn't have anyone to look up to, and my son does. So I'm deeply grateful. And I'd been crying a lot that day. I think my hormones were all...
That must mean so much to you.
It was huge. I mean, like, as a kid, I got into cinema watching Bruce Lee, you know, and seeing this man with a similar complexion to me, same sort of hair, with so much charisma. You know, my mum bought me some nunchucks. I broke every cabinet in the kitchen. And, you know, that was my entry point to cinema. So for me, this is about all the marginalized and all the voiceless coming together in this action film to challenge the status quo, you know, and I'm super proud of it. There's so much culture and it's vibrant and violent.
Oh my gosh. Have I like listened to this clip about 100 times, I think, and it always makes me smile. But how does it make you feel? Because he really does make a nice point there.
Oh, he's so well-spoken, first of all. And I think, yeah, that's the beautiful thing for someone who is also like, he's spoken openly about how he had times in his life where he felt ashamed of his culture and his identity. And I think to be able to, through his art, sort of mend that relationship in a really public way and have it affect other people is beautiful. And I think, like, you know, I think another thing that people really love about him and that I really love about him and that I've been thinking about a lot as this press tour has gone on is just how, like, thoughtful he is when he speaks and how much his sincere, like, love for art really comes through for different kinds of cinema. He in every interview that you see of his, he's so thoughtful and attentive. You never feel, you know, and some celebrities do press interviews and, you know, you'll get a range of questions. Sometimes you can tell they're like, oh, I got to answer this question again or oh, like whatever. And he's just like, there's not even a hint of that. He is so just happy to be where he is right now. And I think seeing things like that and the way he speaks about it, it's a beautiful thing. And I really genuinely and sincerely hope he is able to get so many more opportunities from this to be able to just, like, you know, as comfortably as he can, make the art that he wants to make because he has a voice and he has something he wants to say.
You're so right about that, because I've seen him in so many interviews and you can see he is so happy to be there in the moment and he really doesn't take it for granted. So yes, I hope we see more Dave Patel. We haven't had enough of him, so this is just the beginning. Jeevan, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. You take care.
Thank you. Take care.